We're joined by head coach of the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies, Jared Fay. And you know, you were talking about some of the young men that you have signed and brought on, but also you've got one that's coming back.
Yeah, Martavian Jones signed with us for next year. We're pretty excited about that. you know, he had some personal stuff going on this year and sat out. And Sterling White, you know, solid point guard. You know, point guards are hard to find. There's a lot of guys out there. We talked about how the game's changed, but there's a lot of guards out there that can really just flat score it. But I think sometimes guys like him that I have to maybe get on about scoring is kind of what you want, though, because he's going to make sure everybody else is scoring. Dallas Clayton, 7-footer from New Zealand. You know, I knew he was a little thin, and he's already put on, you know, 30 pounds actually since the season. So we're excited about him. And then Merrick Small broke his wrist last year and unfortunately didn't play all year, but he's healthy now, 6'8 from Australia, pretty skilled big. So I think he really could be a four-man or a five-man if we needed him to.
You know, Villanova, a great story. Mm-hmm. They had six, and they did great things. But that is like the exception. I mean, you want that great five, but man, it's the bench, isn't it? If you want to go to the next level, it's the bench.
It really is, you know, especially in junior college, because you're going to be dealing with some freshmen, and you really need 12, 13 guys, because, you know, you're going to have a couple injuries, unfortunately, some that maybe are just temporary, some that are season ending. You might have somebody that gets homesick, you know, they're freshmen, you know, you always can't predict that. So you need depth. You know, we talk to recruits and they ask, well, you already signed a point guard. And it's like, yeah, well, trust me, we're going to need both of you, or two of you or things like that.
Well, and you know, 20 years ago, it was, you know, the starting five, but the game has changed. And now you see so many coaches, well, I'm going to start this five tonight. Mm-hmm. And then the next game, it may be a different three that's coming, that's starting. So I think it's benefited the players out there that, you know, they kind of need to be past that fear that, well, you've already got a point guard or you already got a two guard, you know, where am I going to fit in? Because most coaches now, they want to play 10 or 11.
Yeah, and you know, the game's changed too, where it's somewhat positionless. So the days of having a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and 5, really we just figure out, okay, we're going to have five good players out there. So that's good. Guys aren't necessarily competing against one other person every day in practice. But, you know, the good teams that I had at CSI, we were able to overcome injuries if we did have them. For the most part, you know, you look at Moberly this year, I thought they were really talented. They lost to Salt Lake, who lost in the national championship game. But it was a 1-point game with 10 seconds left. Moberly missed a shot. I mean, they had a chance to win that game. But they had some really good players, but then they'd have guys that come in off the bench that, you know, we barely had on our scouting report that would come in and play well. So you do. You need to have, you know, at least 7 or 8, you know, pretty high-level guys.
Well, as, you know, school, summer school for high school students, elementary, what type of, you know, basketball camps have you got planned?
Yeah, we're going to have our camp. It's going to be June 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And right now we have a couple sessions, one from 9 to noon, one from 12:30 to 3:30. But I think I'm going to add a third session, and I need to tweak our form a little bit because I know some kids are going to be doing summer school. So we're going to do an evening session there as well. So we'll have more info. It'll be on our webpage, and we'll start getting it out on Facebook and different things like that. But we'd love to see the campers. We had a good time last summer with it, and hopefully the campers came and got better.
What are some of the emphasis that'll be put in on the camp? What will the kids learn?
Well, you know, there's the basics of dribbling and passing, and you know, we try to split them up a little bit by groups. So, you know, there's some kids that are very advanced, and some kids maybe have never played before, and that's okay. We want to have everybody, but you know, we talk about the game changing, but some things haven't. You still got to be able to dribble it. You still got to be able to pass it, and you still have to be able to shoot it. So some of those fundamentals, we try to work on some defensive stuff too, and you know, and limited time that we have. But like I said, overall, we want our campers to have fun, and we want them to get better.
Well, here we are. It is April. Spring showers are upon us. We got a forecast coming up here before too long. And again, head coach of the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies, Jared Fay. But you still got some. You're still out there cruising and looking, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. And you know, you don't want to be done too early. You don't want to get a call in July about a All-American and you're out of scholarship. So you want to save a couple late. And we're just being patient at this point.
Well, and that. The college portal, does that help you at all? I mean, have you used it?
We haven't really used it, and I think all coaches will debate if it's helping or hurting. It's definitely changed the landscape. We were talking earlier, some guys are signing Division II now, NCAA Division II, with the intent of, if I'm going to play 1 year and transfer, they've turned Division IIs kind of into junior college. So we're more about trying to find the right fit. So if it's somebody that's in the portal, it's a good fit for us. We would definitely go after them.
And finally, before I let you get out of here, you guys had your Grizzly Gala. And who are some of your award winners?
We had, in fact, actually, I should mention, Mehdi Passis is signing today with Southeastern Louisiana. He was also all conference. He was kind of our, I forget exactly how we worded it, but our player of the year.
MacGyver.
Yeah, he did a little bit of everything. I think our Showtime award was Mo Cora, and we had quite a few academic awards as well. About half our team actually did really well academically, and they got some type of award.
That's awesome. Coach Fay, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll have Coach Fay in again and talk more about Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball, because I know it's April, but you guys will really – September, right?
Yeah. We'll be in August is when we'll be getting everybody back here and getting to work then.
All right.
So, thanks, Gary.
You bet. Hey, we got some more rock and roll in the forecast coming up.